All my life, I tried to be like my mom. I was a mama's boy, and she was my entire world. I watched as she gave endlessly of herself, even when exhausted, not appreciated, or putting herself last. While being a wife and taking care of 6 kids, she'd also take in family members who needed a place to stay. She'd cook for her co-workers, our entire neighborhood, and even volunteered at the local soup kitchen. I began following in her footsteps as soon as I was able to, by cooking, cleaning, and taking care of my younger siblings, including my older brother who had cerebral palsy and autism. I was happy to help though, just to be like my mom. It made me feel like I was pulling my own weight. As I grew up, my life became a never-ending loop of giving. At times, feeling depleted, but then doing it all over again. Even when I left for college, I would come home every weekend to help with something. I fell behind academically and needed an extra semester of classes in order to graduate. This exhausting cycle continued for years. I thought it was normal to be physically and emotionally drained all the time. My mom effortlessly did this, so why couldn't I? Then tragedy struck as my mom lent a helping hand one last time. While assisting a stranger from a smoking vehicle on the side of the road, she was hit by a speeding car that then killed her. Her passing left me traumatized and overwhelmed with emotions, mostly anger. I was livid at the driver that hit her, furious at my mom for even stopping to begin with, and mad that in the aftermath, I needed to tend to my family's needs instead of my own. But I was angry at myself. My mom just died. Why couldn't I just feel sadness instead of all of this anger? I eventually began going to therapy to help me to process. Therapy allowed me to cry, yell, and grieve my mother. It also helped me to understand my anger. Had she not stopped to help, she'd still be alive today enjoying the newly born grandson she'd only meet once. I thought about all the energy she'd put towards constantly helping other people, and I realized that I did the same thing. I started digging deeper to understand my relationship with my mom, to learn where this need to endlessly give came from. I'd started emulating my mom before I understood why I was even